Barely.
Okay. Well, this is William Puckett at UFOs Northwest. You sent me those photos that you took of, of your stones in your yard, the paving stones. And, you sent a text back saying that the FBI took your phone, and so I'm just calling to see what's going on. Apparently they didn't. So do you want to let me know what happened?
Well, yeah, I just, what a fiasco. I just got my devices back yesterday.
When you say devices, what do you mean?
They took both my cell phones. I have two cell phones. And they wanted to know if I had taken any photos. But
did
I
don't
think them, so...
Did they identify themselves as FBI?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They wanted to know if I'd seen... Well, they questioned me for a few hours. But they wanted to know if I'd seen anything out of the ordinary. And if they had other reports. I guess there are a lot of other people that had reported it as well. And I guess I wasn't the only one in the neighborhood who had issues. But no one wants to talk about it, and no one wants to elaborate on or share with me what they saw because they're too afraid that there'll be reciprocity for it.
Was there anything in the local media on that sighting, in the papers or anything?
Absolutely not. I was hoping for that. I was actually looking for that. But they wanted my phones to make sure that I didn't take any photos, and they had asked if there was anything out of the ordinary that I saw, because they said that what they had what had been reported had happened in my general area, but they wouldn't tell me what it was. I kept asking them, "What is it that you're trying to? Why are you taking my things, and why are there people everywhere? I mean, I don't understand." But people, what it was people were coming out of their houses. The neighbors were coming out to look to see what it was potentially, because I guess there was a large flash across the street that woke the neighbors up, and there was a white flash, and then they came out, and they just went door to door.
What did they say? I mean, you took photos. What did they say about that? I posted those photos, so...
I erased those as soon as I took them, because I saw them coming to my front door.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the middle of answering the door when right after I had taken the photos and hung up with you. And I still haven't got my other phone back, and I'm kind of upset about that, because that was the smartphone that I use for work, and that one was more important than this one. And then they... I had been getting calls on this phone, and they had listed my number as out of service. And that to me was strange. But what they had done was they had gotten into my phone to look for any potential pictures, because other people in the neighborhood were taking pictures as well.
Did any of them post their photos, do you know? Any of your neighbors?
I don't know. They won't talk to me about it.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't told that I couldn't talk about it, because I didn't tell them I saw anything. I basically, but I don't know if I'll get in trouble for that now, because I know they have phone tabs. I know this phone is probably being monitored. I don't know what they did to it when they had it.
Yeah, well, I meant to tell you, I do tape all my calls. I say that on the internet, when people go to my site. But, certainly I've got your, I don't even know your name. So, if I post anything, there's no personal information. But I got, when I saw that, I saw those texts from you, and then you said your phone was out of service. Did you type that in, or what happened?
No, I didn't type anything in. I basically just erased the photos, and then as soon as I answered the door...
Well, you said, I got a text from you, one sentence, taking my phone, and then you said FBI is... I can't remember your term, collecting my evidence.
They're taking my phone. Yeah, I typed that in.
What about the stone? Do you still got that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But that's hidden away now. I put that in a special place where only I know where that is. But I couldn't believe it. I had a friend of mine who works at the local university look at it to tell me if what could have caused it and if there was any anomalies regarding it. He told me he couldn't explain what caused the hole. Usually he says sometimes when older stones are subject to water, they can erode and cause natural holes. But he said in this case, this was a store-bought paving stone with no natural hole in it. It was manufactured to look smooth and nice. It wasn't, no one's going to buy a paving stone with a hole in it.
Yeah.
So.
What about, did you ever get a chance to take any samples of that soil where it was burned or where the hole was and then surrounding area? If you do that, I will have them analyzed.
I haven't.
Okay.
I didn't do that. I mean, with what everything that had happened in these last couple of days, I really think that, I haven't seen anybody around. I don't think I'm being watched or anything like that. I just think that, I think what happened was completely unexplainable, and I'm not a believer. I'm not naive and don't think there's other life that doesn't exist out there, but, I don't think we're the only ones in the universe, but I've never seen one before. And the one I saw 4 months ago was the same exact one that I saw the other night.
I need you to clarify that because in my interview with you, you stated you saw the similar thing 4 months ago, and then when you saw what you saw the other night, you said you'd never seen anything like that before. Well, what did you mean by that? Because you said you saw something similar 4 months ago. Could you explain that, please?
Well, I've never seen anything like it before in both instances. What I saw 4 months ago was a cookie-cutter image of what I saw recently, but I didn't, I've never seen something stop like that.
Okay,
making a sound.
Okay, so it was the motion that was different with the new one. Is that a correct, am I reading you correctly?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It was a little bit closer than the last one, and I actually saw lights on it. I don't know if it was, it could have been a military drone. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it was something with the government or with the airbase nearby, because I don't know, but
okay.
I don't know why it would shoot something down from it. And
yeah. How far did that miss your foot?
About 3 feet.
About 3 feet.
Maybe it was right next to my left foot, so it was probably about 2 feet. It was close. Very.
How long did the beam last?
Not a second. Just a quick second. It wasn't even. It was a nanosecond. And then,
did you tell the FBI that?
Oh no.
Oh, you didn't. Okay. Well, how did they? Did they talk to you in your home for 2 hours or what?
Yeah. Yeah. They were here for a while.
Uh huh. How were they dressed?
In black suits. They weren't noticeable. I didn't ask for a badge or anything. I just kind of complied because I didn't know. I was terrified. I mean, I didn't know what if they were going to drag me away. I didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, I've never had that happen to me before.
Didn't they have to identify themselves. That's the law. Did they not do that?
They did.
Did they pull out their badges?
No, not at all. No.
Yeah, they're supposed to do that.
Are they?
Yes. That's the law. I mean, you don't even know who you were talking to if they didn't identify themselves. They are supposed to show you their badge. That's the law.
Oh, great. So I let into my house.
Yeah. I was going to ask you one other thing. By the way, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Did you said that the object was flying west to east, and when I look on a map, I see that your town, what's your town again? Burlington, Vermont, is on the east shores of Lake Champlain, And you said that the object disappeared over Lake Champlain. Please explain that.
Okay, so it came to my left over when I was standing facing south.
To your left, so that means it would be going east, okay.
And then it came over me to my right, towards the lake. So I may have missed, I was really distraught at the moment, so maybe my details weren't clear, but it went.
Did it reverse direction then?
Yeah, it stopped and then moved back a little bit and then stopped, like directly over my neighbor's house. And
okay.
Then,
Burlington is on, you do live on the east of Lake Champlain, don't you?
Let's see. Yes.
Mm, okay.
So it was reverse that.
You live on the west shores?
No, the east shore.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I live on the east shore, so I mixed up the my compass and my mind.
Okay, so then you're telling me that it was moving the other direction, east to west?
Yeah, then it, when I shined the pen light on it, it stopped and then reversed and came back.
Okay.
And then it stopped abruptly, and then that's when that flash occurred.
The beam?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I wonder if the flash that your neighbor saw was when it shot that beam of light down at you, probably, maybe.
I don't know, but has anybody ever experienced anything like this before? Am I
not exactly? Not that I've never had. I've had some guys. This was years ago when I probably. Oh man, when I first started investigating UFOs, about 12 years ago, 13 years ago in Missouri, they shot at a UFO. These crazy guys. And they were on the Mississippi River, and it shut down all their boats' engines. And but it didn't shoot at them. It just shut down their engines, and then this thing disappeared. But I've never had anyone. I guess I've had people saying that UFOs emit beams of light, but not at them. I have had some reports of beams of light, yeah. Let me ask you this. You say you're self-employed, or you're a contractor, electrical engineer, is that correct?
I can't tell. I'd really feel comfortable not describing, like, who I am or what I do.
No, I know that, but I'm just trying to establish. You know, I think you're credible, but do you contract with the government, or who do you contract with? You said you contract.
No. It is in the electrical field, but it's in the consult business. So I'm a consultant for larger companies who want to maximize their power distribution and usage, and I also provide cleaner energy. Evaluating their power systems to make sure they're not losing efficiency.
Okay, that's cool. Where's your do you have a bachelor's degree in engineering then, or
master's?
Master's. Where'd you get your degree? Mind me asking?
I'd really rather not say.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not trying to give you the third degree. This is one of the better cases that I got, and I'm trying to ward off of debunkers, because somebody came out and said you just took a yard tool and drilled that hole, and I don't think you did. That's why I'm asking you some of these questions. I'm not questioning your credibility. I'm just trying to evaluate a few details. I mean, I am an investigator. Did you ever talk to, you said you left a voicemail to National UFO Reporting Center. Did he ever call you back?
No.
Okay. I'm just curious to know. So I'm the only person you've talked to about this. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I talked to my mother about it, and she had told me she wasn't surprised, and that I had an encounter, because she's known people through her life that have had encounters. She was a nurse, so she ran into all kinds of people.
What else was I going to ask you? Did you talk to your family about this? I mean, if the FBI were in your house or whoever they were, were your wife and kids up, or what happened?
Yeah, they know.
They know about it?
Yeah, but I'm not really giving them much. I said they were just looking for somebody, and that they just wanted to know. They were upstairs. They came downstairs initially, but then I told them to go upstairs because I wanted to talk to them privately.
Yeah. Must have been pretty late, because I'm 2 hours behind, and you called me around 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and then you texted those photos to me, and then, you must have been up half the night if they were there 2 hours.
I was up till actually 4:30, because I was just worrying and panicking that, that I would get in trouble for something. But as far as the paving stone goes, I don't have a tool that would drill through to make a hole that clean. I don't have the time or the energy to invest in...
I don't think you did either. It would be good to see soil samples, because I have organic chemists that could analyze that to see if there was any... Did you see any... glass or anything below that when you pulled that stone up? Anything that looked kind of like glass?
No, just a smoking hole.
Was it smoking? The hole?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you said that. Did you pick that stone up right away after it hit?
No.
How long did you wait?
I don't know, 45 minutes, a half an hour.
What was it, warm, the stone?
It was very hot. I mean, it was hot when I took pictures of it.
Uh-huh.
I could barely hold on to it.
Okay. When you took those pictures, did you take them outside or in your house? Obviously, you took pictures of the soil outside, but...
Yeah, I took the stone into my garage.
And that's where you took the photos of it?
Yeah, because I shut my door because I didn't want anybody to see what I was doing, because people were skulking around the house and the neighbors were out. People were looking into my yard.
Okay.
And people were starting to get a little bit too close for comfort for me.
Mm-hmm.
And in any other situation, I would have told them, you know, what are you doing on my property and could you please leave? But in this situation, I knew exactly what they were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was pretty obvious that whatever this was alerted a lot of people.
A
lot of ruckus in the neighborhood.
What? So these guys, how many people came to your house?
Two.
Were they men? Were they men or women or both or what?
No, two men. Two men.
And they said they were FBI, but they didn't show their badges. Is that correct?
Yeah, and they told me they needed to speak with me immediately, and that was of the utmost importance. And they sat me down and asked me. If I had seen anything over and over and over again, and every time I told them that I didn't see anything, they wouldn't believe me.
So you told them you didn't see anything?
Oh yeah, I denied everything. I didn't want them to think I was crazy. I mean, I didn't know what I saw.
Okay.
I mean,
so what? They took two of your phones. Is that correct?
Yeah, they took both my phones.
Uh-huh. And when did you get them back?
I got this phone that I'm talking to you on right now back last night.
How did you bring it back, or did they personally bring it back?
I don't know. It was in my mailbox.
Oh, is that right?
I checked the mail after work, and it was in my mailbox.
At your house, or
at my house.
Okay. I'll be doing. Okay.
And the other one, I haven't gotten back yet. So now what do I do? Because if they were supposed to represent themselves by law by showing me a badge, and they didn't...
Yeah, they can't. They just can't walk into your house. I mean, police have to identify themselves, show you their badge. You can ask a cop for his badge number, and you can also ask an FBI agent for the badge number.
Well, when I
that's
saw
a law. That's against the law for someone to impersonate a federal agent. I don't think you were talking to the FBI. I think they're probably CIA. I don't know who they were, but
oh, geez.
Well, I don't know. You know, they obviously. You must have erased those photos pretty fast then.
Right after I took them. Right after I sent them to you.
Did you erase them because you thought they were going to come in your house, or why did you erase them?
I got nervous. I didn't want them on my phone because I have file sharing, and I didn't want my wife getting a hold of them.
Oh, okay.
It means well, there are phone and our emails.
Yeah, all right. Well, I appreciate the time. I'm going to post some more material. If you want to take samples and control and in that hole, I'm not, you know, I'd like you to do it. You don't have to, but I texted you my mailing address, and I will get them analyzed, but you need to put them in, seal them in plastic bags and put control, which is well outside the hole, take some soil out and then right in the hole. And, you know, if you want to, it'll add more strength to your case. And nothing, I mean, I don't know who these guys were, but believe me, they could cause a hell of a lot more trouble than anything other than the internet if they want to do, but, you know, I don't think they can. But anyhow.
So should I be worried?
No, I wouldn't be.
So the next time I see them, if they don't provide identification?
Well, yeah, they have to do that. That's a law. It's a federal offense to impersonate a federal officer.
I thought that they were above the, because when someone...
No, they're not.
Right.
I mean, I could dress up in a suit and come in your house and say, well, I'm FBI. If I didn't show you your badge, you know, that's... I know that the CIA sometimes would... I take it back. The CIA can do just about anything they want. And I've seen CIA... under the pretext of NASA, come to people's houses. That happened out here in Montana once. But they identified themselves, at least they have badges. They have logo on their vehicle and everything. And but these guys didn't even tell you anything. So,
so William, what is going on? Is this, what the heck is going on? I mean, is this, I don't understand. Now I'm just confused.
Well,
and
you know, I'm somewhat of a skeptic myself, but of UFO. I mean, I've had some compelling cases, including yours. But what I've always been skeptical about is how much the government is involved in monitoring and covering up. And you're only the second case that I've ever personally looked into, other than military, people in the military, where there's been some alleged government involvement. But I don't know who these guys were. I don't know. Certainly they were in the neighborhood. Are you on speaking terms with your neighbors, mind me asking? You want to talk to any of them about these guys? They obviously talked to, they must have talked to your neighbors.
I don't know. All I know is, from I saw them going over, but I don't know if they actually got in or talked to anybody. And since they weren't willing to really, I am on talking terms, but since they weren't willing to discuss what they saw based on what I asked them, I said, did you see the same thing I did? And what's going on? And they said, you know, we'd really rather not get into that.
That's what your neighbors said?
Yeah, don't want to talk about it. And
how many neighbors did you talk to?
Three.
That's interesting.
But I think the only reason they didn't want to talk about it was because they didn't want the stigmatism attached that you know people are seeing things, and it could have been a military drone for all I know. I don't know what kind of technology. And
you said that when we were talking, there was a police car across the street with the lights on. Did I read you correctly?
Yeah, he was there for a while. Yeah.
Was the police car still there when these agents came to your door, or whoever they were?
I was talking to them in my living room, so by the time I came back outside afterwards, to get some fresh air and just to make sure that the house wasn't on fire,
mm-hmm.
Or that nothing was smoldering still, he was gone. So, maybe he got a report that someone was lighting fireworks, because we do have some, people who live a block down that are always lighting off fireworks. It's the most annoying thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually sit there to find out where they're coming from so that they can go tell them to cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it might have been.
Yeah. Did you see these guys drive away or anything, or drive up?
No, I didn't see them drive away. Like I said, by the time that this was all over, I came back outside again and to check things. he was gone. So He must have left while I was talking with these, I don't know, I'd like to find out who they are, but I can't, what am I going to do? I can't, like, call the...
No, you're not, I wouldn't do anything. Just hope you get your other phone back. Why did they want your phone? Did they say why they wanted your phone?
They said it was evidentiary, for evidentiary reasons.
Okay.
Because they asked me if I had my phone with me, carrying it on my person, and I said, well, yeah, it's in my pocket.
Yeah.
They were going to have to take that. I asked them why, and I said, I really don't want to give it up, and then they threatened me, so.
Threatened you how?
They told me that I could be facing criminal prosecution if I don't provide the proper evidence that they requested.
Hmm.
And that there's an active investigation, and I asked them about what, and they wouldn't tell me anything. That's the thing. They kept asking me if I saw something, but they never specified on what it was they were trying to find. They wouldn't tell me, and they kept asking me over and over the same question over and over and over. And I started to feel really uncomfortable about that.
And what was the question they kept asking you over and over?
Is there anything that happened tonight that you'd like to tell us? They kept alluding to the fact that I was hiding something, like I wasn't being forthright with them.
Okay.
Is there anything around your house that is unexplainable, or anything that happened?
Didn't they see the hole in your front yard?
No.
Was it in your front yard, right?
No, it was in the back.
Okay. So they didn't...
It was in the back.
Oh, all right. Okay.
No, outside my garage. My garage is in the back, and my
front. Oh, all right. That makes sense then. And they obviously came to your front door, right?
They came to the front door.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't really. The only reason that I called you was because I really, really thought that it wasn't anything that I could identify as a common craft.
Right.
It was not something that I'm familiar with.
Right.
And I just thought it would be of interest, and also the evidence it left behind. If it hadn't have done that, it's a perfectly circular hole.
Right.
And that stuff is brittle. If you try to hammer that or drill that stuff, it'll crack, because that slate is really, it's like layered, because I've used it to pave my backyard. I have a little deck in the back, and I've dropped a few pieces. They'll crack, and they'll break, and they'll splinter. They shatter. They're not like paving stone. They're like, it's slate.
Paving slate? Is that the right term?
Yeah, they're slate. Squares.
Okay. Paving slate? Is that the correct term?
I don't know the exact term. I bought them at Home Depot, so I don't know.
Okay.
They were the cheapest alternatives to the expensive paving stones.
Right. And you say if you drill on them, they'll break? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, absolutely. If you try to drill these, or if you drop them, they'll shatter.
Okay. Hang on to that stone. Keep it in a very safe spot. Okay?
I'd mail it to you if I could afford the postage.
I will pay the postage if you will mail it to me. I will reimburse you. Yeah, I do. And I'd like to get soil samples also. You got my word. I don't have a Federal Express number or anything, but if you take that stone and wrap it in plastic, really pack it like it's fragile, because I don't want it to crack, and mail it to me, and I will reimburse you for all the mailing. You got my word.
Okay. Well, I just want it out of my life. I want it out of my house.
But it's important that you pack it so it doesn't break. Because if it breaks, all the debunkers are going to say you drilled a hole in it. You see what I'm saying? I want it just like it is. And from what you tell me, those things are fragile. If you drop them, they'll break, right?
Oh, yeah, they'll crack in half.
Yeah, so you want to pack it. And I will reimburse you. I can't tell you any more than just give me your return address when you mail it to me. Now, I would like some soil samples, too. Can you do that?
Yeah, I think the hole's still there, too.
Yeah, well, it hasn't rained. I hope it hasn't rained since the incident.
Yeah, it's rained.
Oh, boy. That's what I was afraid of. Well, still, do you have some plastic sandwich bags or something in your house?
Yeah.
Take a plastic bag and take some soil right out of that perimeter of that hole in the ground and put it in there and tag that as soil in hole or something so I know where it is, and then go out in your yard a couple feet or so away from that hole and take another sample and tag that as control. Put a piece of label or a tape on it, or Scotch tape a label on it or something, and pack that in with the stone. Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll do that. That's fine. That's
okay.
I don't know.
And the quicker you do it, the better, because if it rains, the more the it rains, it's gonna leach out that evidence.
Okay.
And pack that in, and I gave you my mailing address, but maybe you don't have it. I texted it to you when you sent me the photos.
I just got my phone back, and there's nothing. I mean, I don't have...
Let me give you my mailing address.
So, I mean, you can text it to me again.
Okay. At this number. Okay, I'll do that. I'll text you my mailing address. But be sure you pack that in bubble wrap and so it doesn't break.
Okay.
And mark it as fragile. And whatever it costs, $10, $15, $20, I mean, I'll give you at least $20 just for your trouble if you'll send that to me.
Okay, now, will you promise me that there'll be, can you promise me that there's not going to be, because if I give you my mailing address to send reimbursement back, can you promise me there's not going to be a million people knocking on my door?
I can promise you complete anonymity. I'm going to post some of this conversation of our interview. There will be no name. The name, when you identified yourself, I will delete that. There will be no phone number. There will be no address. Everyone, the only time I ever disclose personal information on my website, some people want their photos and stuff to be named and who took them. But other than that, whatever you told me tonight, as far as anything personal, and I don't even know your address, that will be completely confidential. I assure you.
Okay.
I assure you.
Because I'll have people camping on my front lawn otherwise.
No, I've been doing this for nearly 20 years, and I've never, if I, say for example, a TV production company, and I've done TV shows and a lot of radio shows, wanted to investigate this case. And they say, well, we would like to interview your witness. If they did that, I would go back to you and ask you for permission. I will never, ever give your name, your phone number, your address out to anybody without your permission. I've never, ever done that in the 20 years I've been doing this.
That's appreciated.
And I've never, ever had anybody complain about it. And I do post interviews because, I mean, what you're telling me tonight, I mean, you sound like a pretty level-headed guy to me. People need to know that you're straight. And that's why I sometimes post interviews. But get that stone, pack it in a lot of bubble wrap, just like it's something really fragile, and then I'll text you my mailing address and take a couple of samples, a control and one in the perimeter, and I will share the results with you after I get it, okay?
Okay, what is it exactly that you're looking for?
I'm looking for any heat process, any mineralization, radiation, anything.
Well, but I don't have a way to detect radiation, so I hope that
I do. Radiation. I do. I have a complete set of Geiger counters and magnetometers. I'm going to check pH, magnetometer, magnetic readings, you know, things like that. So.
Okay, well, Godspeed to you. I hope that this doesn't ever happen to me again, I'll tell you that, because if it does, I'm not gonna make any more calls about it, because
because what? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Just because that I'm fearful that if I make, it's just so unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. I've never seen anything like it, and it really just shook me to my core.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, if you will do that, I will reimburse you. I'll send you a money order or a check or whatever, and you have my word.
Okay, yeah, because I have no need for it. It's destroyed now. I can't use it for anything, so.
Well, it's evidence, and believe me, get it in the mail as soon as you can. The reason I'm telling you that is if they took your phone, they might want that too, and get it to me as quick as possible. That's what I can, and take those samples right away before it rains again.
Okay.
And tag one is control and tag one is in the hole.
Okay. Yep, I heard you, so I will, I'll definitely do that.
And put that in with the package. But just be sure that you pack that good with bubble wrap. And do you mail stuff or do you send UPS or how do you do it? If you send UPS, I'll give you my residential address.
I really don't know. I haven't thought about that.
Okay.
I was just going to go down to the post office.
I would send it priority mail, and priority mail is just about as cheap, and pack it in bubble wrap, and mark it as fragile. Send it to me priority mail, and I'll reimburse you.
Okay, I'll do that then, and I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah.